Jacksonville voters expanded what's called the Tree Mitigation Trust Fund nearly two decades ago, says Institute Executive Director John November.
And the purpose of that trust fund is to have the community be able to plant trees on public land after private developers have removed our canopy throughout the city.
His group sued the city, saying the fund's millions weren't being spent on trees, although the city denies wrongdoing. The public trust, along with other environmental organizations, met with the city eight times to mediate a solution.
We've been able to establish a tree commission. We've been able to add two new urban forestry staff positions. And we've also been able to create a lot more transparency in the removal of trees and exactly where those trees are going to be planted.
He says the commission, to be made up of experts and two city officials, will have this task:
plant trees throughout the community as effectively as possible over time.
The settlement also requires an online portal so people can monitor tree removals and plantings. And there's an ordinance underway to implement stricter penalties for disobeying tree removal rules. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.